Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, John Richardson.
And me, Matt Ford. Now, we have terrible news, John.
Oh,
We've had no emails or tweets this week yet about family members getting a minute's silence or a minute's applause. Or
you're joking.
No one's been...
But it was such a good idea for a... It's such a good idea for it. I can only assume the reason that we haven't had them is that as soon as, you know, it would be one of like Jeremy Vine or James O'Brien or someone like that have been listening to this podcast and they thought, I'm having that, and they'll have done a week-long special on did your granddad get a minute silence at a football game? That's the only reason I can even assume we wouldn't have had any...
The answer was right under our nose. We've been gazumped.
Absolutely. But well, perhaps you'd like to come up with a shitter idea for an emailer. Have you ever had cramp?
Oh, no. You know what I was going to ask? What's your granddad's favourite pie? I'm interested in what old people eat these days. It's changing, you know. Yeah, I think it's changing. I think the country's palate is becoming more sophisticated. There's more choice.
Do you know what there's more of than you think?
Slippers.
Yeah. Old vegetarians. I'm always surprised
exactly
when I meet like and it's terribly judgmental, but like an octogenarian vegetarian. But there's loads of them out there. I really like it because the cliche is, what are you eating that muck for? What's your bloody lentil? Eh? But actually, there's loads of octogenarian vegetarians.
Who go, what are you eating that bloody muck for? Bloody animals. Yeah. You shouldn't do that. You know, that thing was bred and slaughtered just so you could eat that. You should be eating a lentil.
Yeah, well, nice to hear from Will Hodgson.
Can I just say something honestly to you, John?
Nope.
Oh, please?
I'm not in a space of mental wellness enough where I can deal with honesty.
Okay.
So I prefer you to just say something nice that isn't true.
Okay, I'm going to say something dishonest, which means it's the opposite of what I was going to say.
Okay.
I'd really like it if we didn't go on holiday together.
Okay. I wouldn't like that too. Is that right?
Yeah, I really don't want to go to like a kind of cottage for a few days with a good local pub.
Do you know what I wasn't thinking about this week? I wasn't thinking about the pub that we got wasted in after you got dumped or I got dumped.
Oh, man.
Donald. I wasn't thinking about Donald, the landlord of the pub where we went when we were both quite vulnerable in our early 30s and sporadically to get over a week of crying went and got hammered in his pub and then scared the crap out of each other in a cottage by the sea.
That was when you were going through a
that
bit of a
bleak
time.
That was when I'd been dumped, yes.
And I basically came on holiday with you and we ended up getting... and you scared the... crap out of me.
That's the best game
I've
ever
lights
done.
Off.
Yeah, it's the best game I've ever done because it had gone so well by the point I needed to jump out on you that it didn't matter whether that bit scared you. You were so scared just by the thought that I was in that room somewhere. It was like, do you know, it was the difference between new horror and old horror. Old horror was classic. It was all about a chilling atmosphere. New horror is bang, jumping out. I'd done such a good job of just creating a scary room, and it helped that it was pitch dark and there was a thunderstorm happening and we just watched a horror film. It was a perfect storm. And I climbed underneath that dining room table. I pulled all the chairs back in to create the impression that there wasn't possibly room for me under there.
That's
I turned all the lights off. It was just, and I knew you didn't know where the light switches were because there was none near the toilet. It was like a big open plan space, wasn't
so
it?
Clever.
It was absolutely the best scare I've ever done. And I would love to do that to you again.
Oh, man, it was... Oh, I just remember I just started windmilling. I was like, if you're coming near me, get knocked out.
With your
or
arms.
Something like that.
Let's be clear. With your arms.
I was just swinging my arms. It was
not
the only thing I had. The only thing. No, that's right. That's slightly different. But, oh, yeah. Let's not do that. Oh, I'd love to. I mean, can I just stop doing the thing that I don't want to?
You can say that. You can say that. We should go to a cottage together and get drunk
near like a couple of good pubs, get battered, eat pasties, watch horror films. Yeah, just kind of living crap out of each other.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, mate. Let's do that. Let's do a podcast hammered from the seaside.
Do you know what? That would be great. We could go down there. We could record a couple.
Yeah. We'll need producer Danny to stay sober enough that we don't both end our careers.
The three of us go down there to a cottage and whatever happens ends up on tape and we put it all out.
We put it out live.
So mad. We could do a live stream. That would be crazy, man.
The last in the series.
Just like some mad FPL podcast from the edge of a ravine for no reason. Great.
All right. Well, that's escalated.
And we should say at the start of the show, you are looking very sharp. You've had a good haircut. You've got a white collared shirt on. Mm-hmm. What's going on over there? What?
Well, I was long overdue a haircut. It's one of those things where if we'd done this podcast 2 days ago, you'd have said, what's the matter? You are basically a lot like, what's his name? Brendan, that Gleason. Actor who's just done the whale.
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, that was me 2 days ago.
John of the Jungle.
Anyway, I've been for a run and had a haircut, and I've got to say, it's just absolutely transformed my entire outlook on life. But I was doing some filming today, so I put on my snazziest cardigan with epaulettes, and just so happens that the only clean T-shirt on the floor, because I've been on the road for a week now, so getting dressed is very much a matter of what is clean. And I grabbed this. It's a bit too much, I think. It's what it is. It doesn't look like it. It looks like it's a white shirt, a crisp white shirt. It's actually it's a tennis T-shirt.
What?
But it looks like I've worn a suit, and I don't like that.
Does. Why don't you like that? Why don't you like to look good?
Well, I don't like to dress like the man, do I? I'm the opposite of that man. It's everything I stand for is like, fuck all that stuff, yeah? MasterCard or Visa, none of it, yeah? I use like paper money because it stays in the local economy. I'm all that. Support the indies, man. You know, Burger King, no. What about, let's support the guy running the falafel stand, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what I am, innit? And sometimes I end up dressing like
falafel.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's all just drive Teslas and really support the underdog.
Yeah,
you know. Let's all support Premier League football teams and buy big business, but you know, subvert the genre whenever possible. Food wise, Footy Scran at Footy Scran.
Love Footy Scran.
That's Scran as in food, not the grandmother of football. 40 scran. Pizza Dog at Nottingham Forest, £7. By God, it looks good. It's a pizza bait. Well, it's a pizza. It's like a long, thin pizza with a hot dog sausage baked into it and then ketchup and mustard right along it. Bloody hell.
Yeah, sort of like a small pizza used as a naan, almost like a mitt.
Yeah.
With then a processed sausage down the middle and then this lovely modern thing of, you know, delivering the sauce and the condiment in a zigzag. And then maybe some. Doesn't that just look great?
If you had a flash then of you as one of the new chefs when they bring back Ready, Steady, Cook, and that's all you do every week. You just cook everything really basically, but then do zigzags of ketchup and mustard across it and think that's what modern food is.
Well, I mean, is it not? I've got a point, haven't I? You know, I've been to pubs where you get a full English and they'll just like scatter some chives around the outside and it does convince your brain. You go, oh, this is a good one.
Well, have you got a food fad that really pisses you off?
A food what?
A food fad. You know, that like it was all like... The worst thing is, like, you know that extra thick balsamic glaze that they put on stuff? It's so sweet. And they put it on stuff it doesn't need to be on, not salads or totally anything. Agree. They put it like underneath chips or a pizza. I absolutely hate it. I want it banned.
I hate salad that's there purely as garnish. Inedible salad.
Yeah,
there's no point to it.
Yeah.
Give me something I can actually eat. Why have you given me just green? You might as well just put that plastic stuff on there and reuse it. You might as well just serve it up on butcher's grass.
Yeah.
And have me just slurp it off the top. So that what other food fads do you? You must have a couple. I feel like you've got a couple in the magazine.
Truffle went mad for a while.
Oh, no, don't you dare take that away from me. I love
truffle. I like truffle, but truffle oil started getting put in a lot of shit it had no business being in.
I put it on my soup every time I make it now. I've got some for Christmas.
It's truffle great, soup?
I got some truffle oil for Christmas and I drizzle it on my vegetable soups.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
I think I might have broken my defecation record this week, certainly by lunchtime.
Wow. Oh, my word. Like Harry Kane.
I certainly equaled the record, if not bested it. And what was the product, do you think, that enabled me to go with such frequency?
Okay, so let me just, I'm going to shove it in working before I hone in.
Do please talk us through.
Now,
we know it's going to be a vegan food.
Yeah, a lot of people listening, obviously the top answer people would say coffee, but I don't think it's going to be coffee because I think from what you're saying, it's a solid.
It was a solid, yeah. It was a foodstuff consumed on the road. So you've got to imagine I'm going from venue to venue on the tour. I'm mostly bombing into a Tesco, if I'm lucky, a Marx's.
Okay.
And I'm eating that kind of food.
Okay. So what you're leading me towards is something perhaps processed. Because another top guess would have been bananas. You know, they can really get that shoot going. So it's not bananas, it's not coffee, it's not cigarettes because you don't smoke. So then you're guiding us towards maybe something that comes in a packet?
No, comes in a tub.
It wouldn't be ice cream, it would be, I think, something
I carried with me. So I purchased a big tub of it and I took it with me, and it constituted certainly two main meals before a show. And it was that third morning that was the record breaker.
Did you have to refrigerate this? You just have it in the bag?
I should have been refrigerating it. Of course I could. And where possible, it went into a dressing room refrigerator or a hotel refrigerator. I'm not going to lie. There was some time spent in the car, sound checking and things. I may not have refrigerated it to the degree that was required. And that may have led to some of the record breaking action that we saw on day three.
What was the name of the vessel you said that contained it?
It came in a tub.
A tub.
I'd describe it as a tub. Yeah.
Okay. Are we talking some sort of pasta salad?
You're not a million miles away. You are geographically. But yeah, you're on the right sort of lines there. And not a main meal, an accompaniment. But don't be looking towards Europe. You need to be looking a touch further east.
What sort of curry? Curry and rice?
Even further east.
Chinese, Japanese.
I don't know. Actually, I think it's. I've always assumed it was. It's. Oh no, it's not. It's Korean.
Oh my god! You're just going to tell me, John.
It was kimchi. Are you familiar with kimchi?
Not like fermented stuff.
Fermented cabbage and chilies.
Hang on. How much of this stuff did you buy?
It comes in I would say it's probably like a double hummus tub. If you picture your standard hummus tub, double it, maybe even more so, maybe 2.5 times. Cram that full of fermented cabbage and chilies. Carry it round with you for a couple of days as you travel betwixt North Wales and Stoke. Get it down you before a gig on an oat cake with some hummus, and then shit away, my friend. Oh,
so hang on.
By the end, it was just gas.
I will come on to the pure detail, but just for clarity, John Richardson is driving around the UK, eking out some fermented pot. Why aren't you just chucking that away and getting a new? You can't be refrigerating.
It's in a plastic tub. I shouldn't be. I don't want to. You know, if you buy a plastic tub, you own that. I'm responsible for that plastic, so take that responsibly. It's still in the fridge now. I'll have some tomorrow. In moderation, it's fine. I did a delicious. I sort of roasted off some vegan chicken pieces with a little bit of vegan mayo, some kimchi, and some salad in a sandwich. That's fine. But what I was doing is literally eating it off the spoon. And that just caused untold grief. I can't recommend it.
You put yourself through needless suffering. You've got this Old Testament view of the world, which you sort of force yourself to suffer. You could.
It is like a penance. It's exactly what it is.
It was for what?
For like a silice. Anyone who's read the Da Vinci Code.
Or indeed is familiar with the Catholic Church.
Of course, yes. But the Catholic Church really, I would say, brought to prominence by the Da Vinci Code. I don't think many people had heard of it before that book came out.
Fair dues. So then the effect. So let's take the day that you buy the kimchi as day one.
Mm-hmm.
On what day of constantly going back to this fermenting
yeah,
tub.
Day three was the trouble. So wow, okay. Day one, you know, fine. Day two, hotel breakfast, vegan hotel breakfast, big pot of black coffee, the rumblings of discontent.
Okay, so hang on a second. Coffee was my first pick.
Yeah, you weren't. I don't think the coffee helped. Helped. Day two, aware of that, I switched to tea. Because I thought there's trouble brewing here. I had that alongside a big fruit salad and a glass of orange and cranberry juice and a vegan breakfast. So
oh my God.
I was a fool to myself. Do you know what I mean? You've got to, sometimes on, you spend a lot of time on the road. You go from sort of hotel to hotel. You've got to spice things up. Sometimes it's just that danger. Am I going to make it to the next venue without soiling myself? Am I going to get to the interval without soiling myself? Am I going to get to the service station? The most problematic, Marks and Spencer's really bailed me out. I found a big Marks and Spencer's, and I would say, had I not got to that toilet within, I'm going to be generous and say 3 minutes, I would have absolutely soiled myself in a city centre. No question about that whatsoever.
3 minutes is 180 seconds.
Yeah, that's.
I'm going to set a timer. I'm going to set a timer now. 3 minutes, and we're going to chat. So this is the amount of time starting now that John Richardson would have cacked his pants in a city centre. What city centre would that have been, John?
Oh, it would have been Sheffield. Yeah, it would have been okay. Sheffield.
Quite close to home.
Yeah, I went in to get my hair cut. It was a little bit early. I had the rumblings in the car.
Oh, man, imagine doing it in the barbers.
Oh, no.
Talk about a hot seat.
Well, that was it. Yeah, it's a small barbers. I thought, chances are they haven't got a loo. If they have it staff only, I don't want to make a big scene about it. There must be a loo in there.
No one's ever used a toilet in the barbers. You can't
do that.
There's
a toilet in there, isn't there? But yeah, if you ask, it's already implied you're in trouble. You're not asking on the off chance. So I don't suppose you guys have got a... If you're asking for the toilet in a barber's, what you're saying is, help me now. This is going to end very badly.
A barber's toilet sounds like a phrase for something very bad.
It does sound like you're being the profanosaurus.
Yeah, rougher than a barber's toilet.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And can I just want to go back to day one. When you're first eating that kimchi, does it cross your mind? If I continue to eat this, I may be in trouble. Or at that point, is there no inkling of danger whatsoever on day
one? No, I'm having it with a meal. So alongside that, I've got some hummus, some oat cakes, some carrot sticks. I'm trying to lay off the carbs as a result of the blood test that we discussed before Christmas.
Oh, yes.
The pre-diabetes, the high cholesterol. You know, I am trying to...
blood.
Trying to make some changes.
Clogging your arteries like cake mix.
No, I'll be so annoyed if I have a heart attack before you. Let me say that now. If I have the first heart attack out of the two of us. You'll be secretly glad, you know, while you're talking about...
I won't be glad if anyone has a heart attack. I don't want anyone to have a heart attack.
All right. Okay? All right, Mother Teresa.
That's my position on heart attacks. I'm against them.
All right.
So on day one, guilty conscience. What I'm going to get to, John, is... Did it even cross your mind? Did you think, oh God, if I was still eating this in 3 days?
Oh yeah, I knew when I bought it. I know what kimchi does to me. There are two foods that I know I can't have. One's
chill
kimchi.
Foods.
One is Tom Yum Goong. You know, the Thai soup. Oh, I've finally got to an age where I just accept now you cannot have this. I love it. The hot and spicy soup. You can get, I think Tom Yum Goong is the prawn version, but they do a mushroom version, but I don't know what the word is for that. But it's hot and sour on the way in. And the thing with kimchi, I'll get to day two on the kimchi. Tom Yum Goong, I'm lucky if I get to my main before I'm sprinting to the lav. But it's so tasty. I love hot and sour food. Oh, it's just my favourite thing. Hot, sharp, sour, spicy.
So then you find yourself in Sheffield City Centre and you know...
Practically sprinting. There was a point I definitely pushed in front of two pensioners. The good thing about a Marx's toilet, if you are in a race to the toilet, you're probably going to win it. Oh. There we go. That's how close we came.
That's how quick it can happen, folks. Okay, so you've got to take this seriously. 3 minutes is nothing.
If I'd have been in like a Hollister or something like that, rushing to the toilet next to some meathead who goes to the gym
topless.
Every day, I would have been.
Topless,
I would have
thrusting privately educated vanity models.
I'd have soiled myself in the foyer, but luckily the Marx's as well. It was on the toilets on the second floor, so it was becoming. I mean, there was a point when I'd written the whole thing off. There was some building works going on.
You thought you were going to
I thought the toilets were going to be closed. I thought I was going to crip myself, mate.
Sorry, I don't know what happened.
You cripped yourself in a Marks and Spencers. Yeah.
You got to them. I mean, the danger is actually the moment of maximum danger is when you realise there is a toilet and you realise you can get in because the body relaxes around you at the handling of the lock and then you're wriggling to get your trousers off.
Yeah, I think science, I'm not saying they shouldn't be curing the big ailments and things like that, but whatever the part of your brain that sees a toilet, no matter how far away it is, and says, let's go now, we're ready, that is a part of the brain that could do with some enhancement. I don't know if there's a pill you can take to quell that part of your brain that says, well, the key's in the door, let's start going now. Wait, give me a minute.
It's like a false start, isn't it? You're like, you wait for the gun and you do not leave.
Yeah.
You do not leave the blocks. What are you doing?
I
want you to leave now.
This M&S toilet, I've got to tell you, were I not in such desperate condition, I wouldn't have gone in there. It was horrific.
No.
Yeah, you think with M&S, because I'm not going to lie to you, I walked past a Mackie D's because I thought, I'll hold out for the M&S. It's going to be a slightly nicer environment. Absolutely not. Put it this way, the what's that show where they always talk about blood spatter? The
CSI.
The fecal spatter. They'd reached parts of that bowl that I it was on the, you know, betwixt the seat and the bowl, that
oh dear,
above, I mean, where the water comes out.
You do wonder, and I think it is fair to say it's predominantly men that leave toilets in a bad way. Football stadia,
yes.
Shopping centres, ETC.
Service stations.
Do they ever look back and go, God, why do they, I do tidy up after myself, you know. Even in a public toilet.
Good lad.
You can't leave that for a cleaner.
Yeah.
Even a little bit.
No. Especially not if you've missed the bowl.
Well, once you leave something, other people leave something, and then before you know it, you know, we're all caked in it. And where's society then? You've got to tidy up your own mess.
Is there an element to which that these conversations for you, because I know you interviewed John Sopel and Emily Maitlis this week.
Yeah.
Is this sort of like, oh, we're having this chat again? Or is it nice for you to sort of have the two ends of the spectrum covered?
I think this is, you could definitely say, at one end of the spectrum. I think it's, what's nice is I'm genuinely curious, and it's nice for me to be able to channel my curiosity into a scenario where you almost crap your pants.
Yeah.
And to unpack that scenario as if it were government policy.
Well, it's not an anecdote I would tell anyone else. It's unfortunate that this is a podcast and there's other people listening, because the result of us not seeing each other socially, this is really a story I would have just saved for you in the pub and I would have told you in great detail. But, you know, we don't see each other much at the moment, so I have to tell you in a public forum. But I knew you'd enjoy it. And I this is what you're into. You fake
really
all the politics stuff, don't you? But, you know, this is what you really like to talk about, the effects of fermented foods on the bowel and which high street shop is best to go in.
When was the last time you shit yourself? Email us, hello@cpfpl.com. I think we will get a lot of stories about
that.
We
could keep it clean about, you know, what the, if you're walking along a high street, and perhaps this is really a piece about the decline of the British high street, you know, it's all very well having, you know, your Meadow Halls and your Westfields, but stranded in a town centre, where do you look now?
I used to use Debenhams in Nottingham. That was my poo place.
Debenhams.
Every Christmas I sing that to myself and think of you.
Yeah.
And I'll occasionally go, blue, 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 blue cross seal. Remember that? The old blue cross sail at Debenhams. I used to whistle that to myself as I would nip in there. So thank you so much for downloading this, and we really do mean it. Don't forget to leave a 5-star written review on whatever podcast platform you consume this. And if you need more CPFPN in your life, and let's face it, you do, subscribe to us on anotherslice.com for extra content. It's your way of helping support the podcast. Tweet us and treat us at ComediansFPL
always email hello@cpfpl.com and leave that review. It's your good deed for the week. Bye.
Bye.